Good morning. So much has been shifting in the past few days, the past weeks, as I've been feeling the fault lines in all of our living rooms, those shifting sands. I've been thinking about the stories of the Hebrew Bible, and especially the stories of Exodus, which Exodus, you might know, it begins with this incredible story of liberation after 400 years of slavery. 400 years, many, many, many generations. No one knew anything except for slavery. In the beginning of Exodus, all of those people are set free, except that the first step of freedom isn't exactly what they had in mind. See, after Egypt, Moses, their leader, he brings them and their children and their animals into the wilderness, that is the desert. And so the people, they're in their first moments of freedom, they're like, what sort of freedom is this? Will there be enough food? Will there be enough water? I mean, at least in Egypt, we knew where our next meal would come from. And Moses was like, all right, good point. So he and God set up some special senior hours shopping time. I mean, they dropped some magic bread from the sky and the people were okay for a minute. But then Moses says to the people, I got to go up this mountain so I can convene with this God who made all this freedom possible. So be right back, which is when the people started to really freak out. See, they weren't so sure about this whole invisible God business. Every God that they had ever known came in the form of something they could touch, something they could hold with their hands, something they could feel and see. And so they asked Moses' brother, Aaron, who had stayed behind, to make them something more solid. They said, even if it isn't the whole truth, at least it would be something that they could know for sure. And so Aaron says, okay. And the people were relieved. But then Moses comes down the mountain and he's like furious. But Aaron was all, come on, Moses, you know how people are. They just can't deal with this much uncertainty. They need something more solid. Too much is out of their control. Too much has changed. This scene plays out over and over in the Hebrew Bible as the people, they end up wandering the desert for 40 years. 40 years, that is not a number they knew going in. They just were wandering and waiting and trying not to irritate each other too much, trying to keep the faith that the next right thing would emerge. We are not the Hebrew people. We have not suddenly left behind all the things that we've ever known. And yet in this past few weeks, so much has changed. So much of our lives have been disrupted. Our usual habits, our ways of making sense of things, people that we turn to for comfort, or clarity, their bodies, if not their faces, are so far away. It is an unprecedented moment. Even the elders among you, you haven't seen a moment like this in your lifetimes. So much is uncertain. So much is out of our control. And like Aaron said to Moses, this is not something that humans are built for. Human brains don't take well to uncertainty, to fault lines suddenly shifting. Our brains like clarity, closure, resolution. I mean, I just think about how often, maybe you understand how often in the past few days, I found myself just obsessively refreshing NPR or the New York Times, just trying to see if maybe they had some information. I would scroll social media, listen to podcasts. I reach out to friends who are older than I am, talk to friends who are younger than I am, just looking for that sense of clarity. Like, what is going to happen? or really like what even is happening, right? I mean, how long is this going to go on? Will we be in the desert for 40 years? Uncertainty makes it hard to plan. And worse, it makes us doubt our plans from the past. I mean, what good were all those plans anyway? Uncertainty makes us doubt ourselves and our world. And uncertainty can bring up a lot of grief for all that we had planned, all that we had hoped for, all that is being disrupted. Grief for lost time and fear at the worst case scenarios, which is often what is at the heart of our struggles with uncertainty, because our brains do want that resolution. So we just go ahead and resolve that uncertainty by trading it for certainty. That is our certainty that the worst is true. We're sure of it. But the truth is, in this time, we don't know. We really don't know, and there is no way to know. And this is the gift. When we can stay here fully in the unknowing, when we can look not to more solidity, not look for that God that we could touch, but instead live in the mystery, in the wandering, in the holy that is intangible, when we trust more in the tensile strands of love that bend and stretch to hold us in the web of life, then here we can know the real blessing in the midst of this unrest. The hard-won blessing that comes from surrendering ourselves to all that is out of our control so that we can do what we can and then let the rest go. This is the blessing of humility and the blessing of interdependence. Day by day and hour by hour, sometimes minute by minute, this is how we will make our journey through this wilderness together. We will do what we can and let the rest go.